Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a great honor for me to participate in this important gathering of distinguished and eminent personality and to represent the Islamic Development Bank, IDB, a multilateral development bank based in Jeddah in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and whose membership is composed of 56 countries, 26 of which are classified as least developed. I have been requested by His Excellency Dr. Ahmed Mohammed Ali to deliver a message on his behalf to this August Assembly. He would have much liked to attend this important conference, but he could not do so as he is presently attending the 33rd annual meeting of the Board of Governors of IDB. Mr. Chairman, this is a message of Dr. Ahmed Mohammed Ali. I would like, first of all, to thank His Excellency Jack Diouf, Director General of FAO, for taking this timely initiative to organize the FAO high-level conference on world food crisis, challenges of climate change, and bioenergy. The IDB, like all other development partners around the world, is deeply concerned with the global food crisis. As we speak, the IDB is holding its 33rd annual meeting of its Board of Governors in Jeddah, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and I am pleased to inform this August gathering that on the 2nd of June 2008, the IDB's Board of Governors announced a comprehensive program of short, medium, and longer-term measures to help member countries, and particularly the least developed, in their effort to tackle the present global food crisis. The total amount of this program is $1.5 billion, over a period of 5 years, mainly in the form of grant and concessional financing. The short-term measures under the program include assistance to the most affected countries to help them procure agricultural input, such as improved seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, and agricultural tools and implements to boost food production for the next two cropping seasons. Fund will also be utilized to import grain to replenish domestic food security stocks and procure animal feed and veterinary supplies. In the medium to long term, the program includes 1, proactive identification of multilateral of agricultural development and food security projects in the country concerned, 2, promotion of partnerships between member countries in the field of agricultural development and food security to maximize the use of natural, human, and financial resources available in the member countries for the achievement of food security. 3, intensification of effort of the bank in securing partnership with the private sector within and outside the member countries for investment in agricultural development and food security projects. 4, coordination with specialized institutions in the agricultural sector for the development of projects that cater for all agricultural development aspects, including the development of agribusiness and the improvement of agricultural technology through irrigation, mechanization, improved seed and marketing. 5, provision of technical assistance to support agricultural extension and research with a view to improving and increasing productivity. 6, extension of line of financing to finance agricultural input. 7, preparation of feasibility study for agricultural project. 8, organization of conferences to promote investment in agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, the IDB will join hand in strategic initiative and targeted funding program with other institutions, including sister multilateral development bank, specialized agricultural institutions such as the FAO and IFAD, other UN agencies and institutions of the coordination group, which include the Arab Fund, the OPEC Fund for International Development, and the Islamic Development Bank. With this remark, I thank you for your attention and sincerely hope that agriculture and food security will receive its due and right place in our future work program. Thank you very much.